This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. As long as you make that jump. Yes, you are. Joining me from on location at the NRA annual meetings that are about to pop up in Hot Atlanta, Georgia, CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Good evening, sir.
Hey, good evening, Bill. How are you?
I am good. I don't know. You need to tell me. Let me be vague about this. Can we expand on what we did Monday, or do we need to hold back on that?
No, I mean, you can expand on that. That's no problem. I mean, it's what with the articles and what you guys started on Monday is kind of viral. I get text messages, emails, phone calls, messages constantly about it. People are calling me, are you seeing what's happening on Facebook? And so a lot of people are out there talking about it. And good and bad, like I said, you know, the main thing is competition is great for everybody, and I'm not going anywhere.
Well, before we do that, I want to give you a test case, because this seems to be in the bigger cities, and I haven't heard of this happening in Atlanta, but I do think Atlanta has some mass transit down there. Did you see what happened in San Francisco on the BART train, where they had the swarm invade the train? 50 or 60
Yes, I
people.
Did. I did hear about that.
Now, for a Second Call Defense member, which in San Francisco, the likelihood of somebody having a gun to defend themselves is probably pretty bleak, unless you're an illegal alien who found a Bureau of Land Management's car. What would happen in a situation where, all things being equal, where I'm in that situation and I don't have to defend myself against one assailant? I may need to shoot five or six to get the message across to get them to stop. What happens then? How? I mean, have you ever had to approach that kind of a legal defense?
I have personally. I've had a client in the past that shot more than one person, shot at more than one person. Certainly with a swarm like that, as long as it's that you subjectively can articulate why you're in fear of death or serious bodily injury or harm, then certainly you have a right to do everything you possibly can to stop the threat, no matter how many shots that takes and no matter how many people that is. You know, unfortunately, we live in a society that not only do we have to worry about the lone assailant that we always seem to always care about in the past, at least when we thought about hypotheticals, that was it. But now we have terrorist groups and we have swarms of people that decide that that they just want to attack innocent civilians and innocent people. And for no other reason than somewhere along the line, someone led them to believe that that's okay to do. Someone told these protesters in Berkeley that it was okay to spray mace in young co-ed spaces and to punch other people. And so that's the society that we deal with now. And when we think about our hypotheticals and we prepare mentally for these things, that's just another scenario that we have to put in our put in the back of our mind.
Is that a scenario that you? I've heard of facing multiple assailants, and I mean, I talked earlier about Bernard Goetz, where he faced multiple assailants. This is not an unheard of thing, but I mean, what is typically in a regular normal place, right? Not New York City or anything like that, but in a regular normal place, what kind of a reception is somebody going to get for doing that?
Well, you know, actually, we had a great case If you remember 2 weeks ago, the 23-year-old man in his parents' house used an AR-15 to shoot three assailants. And that was great for a couple of reasons. He was attacked by people in black clothes, black masks, and he used an AR-15, something that's common, the most common semi-automatic sporting rifle on the market today. And so that kind of throws a wrench in what the Fourth Circuit had to say. And, you know, he used an AR-15. So, and there's been on more than one occasion, I have 911 calls that I go over with a woman with her two small babies in the closet who shot multiple assailants. In fact, with her husband on the phone who did a conference call with 911. So, you know, that's an interesting tape. So, you know, it's pretty common. It's getting more common than you might think. But certainly, as long as you're in fear of death or serious bodily injury or harm, and you use lethal force to protect yourself or a third party that could have done it, then we're going to stand right beside you and right behind you the whole way. You just might have a little bit bigger legal staff. We'll have a couple of coaches or attorneys there to make sure they can handle cross from multiple people.
Right.
And Bill, it's going to happen.
But something.
It's going to happen. They're going to show up in a city. They're going to swarm in a city, and it's not going to be San Francisco or San Diego where nobody has firearms. They're going to show up in Atlanta. They're going to show up in Erie, Pennsylvania. They're going to show up in Cincinnati. They're going to show up in Charlotte where people are armed, and they're going to use a firearm to defend themselves. And so, remember, we had this conversation similar to the one that we had a year ago when I said Trump was going to win.
Yeah.
But it will happen.
Yeah.
So
will happen, and I'm sure it will.
Really,
but
isn't really that far-fetched.
Well, I mean, what it would take to stop that is, Giuliani did it in New York one time where when he first became mayor, he got really, really, seriously tough. I mean, there were no minor infractions. He went after everybody hard, and that sort of changed the dynamic. And
I spent a lot of time in pre-Giuliani New York City also, and then also post-Giuliani, and when he was there, did an amazing job. And now that you mention that, think about what those tactics would do to the illegal aliens that want to cross the border, or to the people that want to take advantage of other people just because, you know, 50 or 100 people are together as far as rioting. If you crack down hard on them, they're going to run away and they're going to stop.
Right. Did you also see in New York, you're talking about, Cuomo has put like $12 or $13 million towards helping illegals. He just commuted the sentence of a terrorist, and they're getting ready to prosecute a military veteran with no priors because he had three empty 17-round Glock magazines in his vehicle.
I know, I heard that, and I'm not sure what the empty, I'm sure with the SAFE Act, there's magazine limits. Capacity limits. It's beyond belief what these people are trying to do.
Well, I thought in the beginning, you know, they had the 7-round limit, and at the time everybody said, well, there are no 7-round magazines. So then they said, well, then you can only load any magazine you have with 7 rounds, which I don't know if they ever changed that language.
Well,
so if they changed that language to where, yeah.
It matters how many rounds are in the magazine. I guess not the magazine capacity, because you're right. I do remember that. They had a 6-round limit, and someone said, you know, there is no 6-round magazine limits for M&Ps and for Shields and for Glock.
Well, I mean, he didn't have any rounds in these, from what I'm reading. They were just 17-rounders that didn't have ammo in them. So three of those, and he's looking at 21 years in prison.
Well, you know, I bet it's something similar to the ban that Colorado fought so hard, and the recalls took place because of those. Certainly, they couldn't enforce theirs because you couldn't prove when they were manufactured. But probably the way the New York City law is in the SAFE Act is it's illegal to possess a magazine with a certain capacity, and that's probably what it is. It's just possession of it alone. And the 21 years in prison for that's ridiculous.
Yeah, if he gets out there and it's all served consecutively. Coming up on the break, secondcalldefense.org, still viable, still out there, still I push you in their direction. Finish your self-defense toolkit, secondcalldefense.org. We'll be right back. My guest, Sean Maloney. We may or may not blow this wide open when we get back. This is Lock and Load. When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you. You know, when you're getting ready to throw commercials out there, you should be really ready with the commercials at hand. This is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense, When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. Now, more than ever, you are ready. Now, joining me again is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. You need to tell me how far I can take this.
Well, I guess I can hit the dump button if you get too far, but take it as far as you want to, Bill, and then if I'll just remain quiet if there's something that I can't address or I can't say.
Okay. I'll be happy to do that. Since the outset of my business relationship with Sean Maloney and Second Call Defense, they have been a staunch supporter of my show. They went from being just a regular sponsor, which is one of a highly valued position within my setup. I need every one of them that I can get, to being the title sponsor, the ones that, you know, I mention every moment of every show when I'm coming back. Because they stepped up, they rolled the dice and everything. Now, my understanding, and you can correct me if I'm wrong on this or not, I have earned my keep with you. Is that right? Okay, so
when relationship.
Yes, when I have a symbiotic relationship with somebody. Now, I've had sponsors in the past that stopped wanting to be sponsors. It was nothing personal. It either didn't work out for them. One of the categories of business that I will never take a dime from as a sponsor is training. I've had three training schools that have come to me at four sponsors, and I can't prove to myself that I ever drove any money to them, and that's just because of the nature of the business. Others have decided to just not do it simply because they were tired of it, and there's no harm, no foul. They move on. That happens. Others have not been able to fulfill that which I write the copy with their help, and if their copy doesn't work out, and if they're not doing what they say they're going to do, then I have to end it, which means I have to give a lot of stuff back. Recently, though, I had a unique situation, because I've never been in a situation where one of my sponsors was about to go away because they were being taken over. Now, this was an issue. Normally, there's only a few ways a company can be taken over. Sometimes, in a hostile takeover, it's because somebody's not paying enough attention, and somebody will get in there and buy just enough stock to become the majority. And then they can change all kinds of things, and then over time, they just continue to increase that majority. And then one day, the founder of the company is unemployed. He might have some sort of a parachute, but he's out. Everything that he may have started with the company is negated because it's been snatched away from him. But this was not the case here. It was not due to some not paying attention. It was due to something I don't understand.
Well, we had a great business model.
Yeah.
And people just took a look at it and decided they wanted it.
Yes, but there's a little more to it than this. I mean,
yeah,
can I continue? Okay, can I continue?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Let me lay the groundwork for you. There's a company called USCCA, and what they do is they provide sort of a service like Sean does, except it's primarily based upon reimbursement, where Sean swoops in and you don't have to spend any money beyond what you pay for Second Call Defense monthly. With USCCA, there's going to be some out-of-pocket expenses, and if you are exonerated, they will reimburse you all of the money you spent as long as you are found not guilty. That's not necessary. And plus, with Second Call Defense, you have an attorney, whereas I'm not really sure how the USCCA model works. It used to be you had names of attorneys you could seek out that were USCCA affiliates. But in that moment when you shoot somebody in self-defense, I'd rather call somebody at a 1-800 number that's open 24 hours a day and get me an attorney. So that's why I preferred Second Call Defense over the other two that have sponsored the show. So the USCCA model, the business model, was looked at. But Second Call Defense was the one that got was about to be snatched. This carpet with the rug was about to be snatched out from under the attorneys that have found as Sean and Bill, George and all these other guys, Bill, all those guys that put this together. And the membership that has trusted Second Call Defense, and some of them that have trusted you, that have trusted what I have said and joined Second Call Defense. You guys are about to be sucked into a black hole. But that has been arrested. The black hole has been shut off. We have jettisoned the warp engine, the warp core into it, and closed the singularity. And I think this is a testament to the gun industry, because the gun industry will fall in on something whenever they see something. And it was, like I said, I don't understand this, though, because everything that these guys could have set up what they wanted to set up, however they wanted to set it up, without having to take yours, without having to take a Second Call Defense away from you, they could have just done it. They could have just started their own business. Has that come up in any of the feedback?
Well, I think that's really the model that the NRA was using. They obviously, I'm still honored, and I'm humbled that they like Second Call Defense so much, what we created. So much so that they wanted it. And then, in the beginning, we started thinking we're not sure what we could do, but we're under no obligation to anybody but ourselves and our members. And that's what we wanted to go out and make sure. And, it's not easy because they have to get insurance companies together. And by the way, your buddy called me last night, great individual, and offers us some great options, too. So that's going to work also. So I appreciate that. And it's people like you, Bill, and it's people like the authors of the articles that are written. For a large part, keep us going, because, if nobody cared, then, why stay in existence or in business, because nobody cared? But there's a lot of people out there that care about what we do, what we've promised to do, and the services that we've provided people over the years. We've been in this for 5 years, and we are still embroiled in litigation right now with a couple of different people throughout the United States. And it means a lot to them when they're sitting in jail right now, and they're relying on the $50,000 check that gets paid to the attorney for the first half of their defense, and then if it goes to trial, another $50,000 is on its way. That's what we promised, that's what we designed, and that's what we're moving forward with. We're not going anywhere. There's no reason for us to go anywhere.
Yep, and when we get back, we're going to talk about it. Because, what came together in a remarkably short period of time, I don't know what yours was, but, the plans A, B, C, and D got put together really quick, and defeat was snatched, or victory snatched from the jaws of defeat. I thought that was a great thing for you. We'll be right back. My guest is Sean Maloney. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. As part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
And welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed, you should go there today and join today. You're supporting a company that did not shrink. There are a couple things, I don't want to get into too many details, but when all of this stuff that was coming down in the background, because you wreak havoc, you laid out your plan A, and I've got a lot of confidence in you, Sean. My guest is Sean Maloney, CEO and founder of Second Call Defense. I've got a lot of confidence in you, but at the same time, I didn't see any reason not to have a plan B or C or D.
No, there had to be, and there are those plans out there do exist. You know, and we have the advantage is that we did this from scratch. When nobody else had this model, nobody else was doing it, we went out and we did something extremely unique that still nobody else has managed to duplicate. And the NRA's program doesn't duplicate this. The NRA's program is 20% of whatever the plan is, total up front maximum. Ours is 100% of your benefits are up front. So right. If 20% of your benefit gets you out of jail, well, how are you going to pay for everything else? And so with that, we have the ability to go back to the insurance companies, have a history now with the underwriters and do things quicker and get things done quicker and have the confidence to move forward that, you know, I'm not afraid of the competition. I'm not afraid of the competition out there right now. There's an estimated 15 million permitted concealed carry holders. There's 140 million households with guns. The pie is huge. This country was founded on capitalism. And so, you know, and I look forward to the challenges, and I look forward to the ability to see things better than maybe than what I'm doing, and to improve what I'm doing also. That's what this country is all about. And the services that we provide, I guarantee, are going to be second to none. And if they're forced to use a firearm or self-defense, we're going to be there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with a checkbook, with attorneys, with somebody to clean up your foyer, whatever it takes. We're going to be with you, just like we always have been.
Well, you know, one of the things that I pointed out is there a lot of people like to get loyal to brands, and I like brand loyalty. I have loyalty to brands. And there's going to be some people that are never going to come to Second Call Defense, no matter how much I try to promote it. There's going to be some people that will never have anything else but Second Call Defense, because that is the nature of the marketplace. And there will be some people that didn't even know this kind of business existed that are going to see this NRA product, and they're going to get it. And this will be more protection for more concealed carry holders. That's a good thing. This didn't have to be a contentious thing. That's the thing I don't understand. I sort of understand it. I don't know if I want to go into that, but, you know, I sort of get it.
But you're right. I mean, I said all along that I did this because it was the right thing to do. As an attorney, I saw the good guys with the guns being needlessly persecuted. I was going door to door with 24-year-old wives with small children trying to collect $10,000 cash for a bond. And I said, there has to be a better way to do this. And it came out of the fact that more than anything, it was the right thing to do at the right time for the right people, the law-abiding citizen, for the safest, most law-abiding segment of society. And so it was created that way when nobody else was out there. And it's taken the world by storm. There's other competitors out there, but all those competitors do is provide more coverage to more people and make us all better. And I guarantee you, with the NRA blanketing marketing, all that's going to do is cause people to start doing comparisons. And I welcome the comparison. So now they're on the internet. They're looking at CarryGuard. They're looking at USCCA. They're looking at Second Call Defense. And you know what? Someone's going to get the paycheck. Someone's going to get the credit card, and someone's going to get that membership. So if they want to bring a million people into the market, I'll take my share of that million people. So, yeah, like I said, I'm not afraid of the competition, and I think probably when everything's said and done, we'll be thanking each other.
I would think so too. I certainly hope so, because the reason that let me explain what the course of action was here. When I became aware of this, I contacted David Codry, and David Codry wrote what turned into a viral article on AmoLad. I've never been associated with one that got shared that many times. And I mean, I'm quoted in that a little bit. I didn't really put most of that together. I just simply, pointed the way. I pointed something out, and it turned into what it turned into. And my hope would be that they see past this and simply say, yeah, well, okay, I didn't expect you to give up without a fight, so yeah.
Well, and I think David's article did some good, because our web traffic is still up. People are still signing up. And so it's doing some good. And I think I have a chance to get online today. How many shares is it up to? Do you know?
Right around 320 on Facebook, yeah. Which, to give you some context, in the beginning he wrote one about USCCA that only got shared 8 times. And the genesis for this, folks, for those of you that don't know, NRA meetup last year, USCCA had a big booth. Second Call Defense had a big booth. I sort of hung out there here and there more than once. I got to wear a hat and all this other stuff from Second Call Defense. Got it signed by Nugent. This year, both entities got uninvited. And I hope I'm wrong, but this could turn into their United Airlines moment. I hope I'm wrong about that, because a strong NRA benefits the gun owners that live in the United States. A weaker one doesn't, but, you know, at the same time, I can't keep somebody from shooting themselves in the foot.
Well, and I'm hopeful, too. I mean, strong NRA is good for everybody, and maybe this will be just a little course correction and help them to understand that even their most loyal NRA members, you know, are going to be critical when they make mistakes. And you know, I'm not going anywhere. I believe the NRA, and I always will. I'm proud to be a member of the board of directors. This election season in Virginia, I'll be in Virginia 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks, whatever it takes, to make sure that that our rights are protected. So, you know, and it's just going to, I'm hopeful it's going to just be a blip on the radar. But like I said, if the NRA wants to flood the market, everybody compares. We get compared to everybody. We always have. And so, you know, when you mention that, if they're going to bring a lot of people to the table, they're all going to compare all of us. And some of us are going to join the carry guard because it's NRA and it's got to be better. Other people are going to look at what USCCA and what Standing Call Defense offers, and we're going to get our fair share of members out of it. So, like I said, competition is good for everybody. It didn't have to go down the way it went down. And I don't hold any grudges. I'm just doing what we do and be the best that we can possibly be and have to provide the best services, both educationally before someone's forced using the firearm and make sure we're standing there beside them after they have to pull the trigger.
And that's all. That's all I wanted to see you guys be able to do. That that was causing me a great deal of distress. But like all good operators, we turned on a dime and turned it into something else.
Well, that was good. That distress did a lot of good. You can't, like you said, you know, you can't buy marketing like that, like we got.
Yeah, that's the thing. And you know, maybe we should play dumb and give them the benefit of the doubt and say this was all a PR ploy, wasn't it, to call more attention to carry guard? Yeah, okay, fine. You know, as long as you stay in business, call it whatever you want, hang whatever they want to hang over the around somebody's neck. I'm good to go with it. Good to go. Headed into the next break. SecondCallDefense.org still there. Unlike any other program out there, new or old, covering you in ways that you don't know you need yet. All for the price of about two trips to Starbucks per month. And you walk around with peace of mind knowing that if you have to use your weapon in self-defense, you got somebody in your corner. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Today,
how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. It's a pretty funky tune there. This portion of the show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. If you go join, you are finished. You are ready. All that remains is the hope that you don't have to use them. Joining me again is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Now, you have seminars you're going to be teaching this time? At the NRA meetup?
Speaking, I was scheduled early on, and for obvious reasons, I'm no longer doing that this time around. But I have been invited to their personal protection seminars and convention they're having in Milwaukee in August. So as far as I know, I'm still on for that.
In the meantime, though, I mean, will we be seeing any of the Buckeye Firearms Association? Are they going to have a booth there?
Buckeye, we're going to have a booth, but we're all going to be here doing some various things and talking and meeting. And I'll be meeting up with the ARFCON people a couple times, coming up and getting to meet people behind the keyboard, so to speak. And also give seminars. I did one on Guns on the Go last night, locally, and I'm heading, north in a week or two, a couple hours north at a gun club. I've been asked to speak there. So I get asked and invited all over the country and I'll have a little bit more time, to make it and to travel around a little bit. So if you're out there and want to come to speak to your group, just give me a call. Love to do it.
Yeah. We need to get you with Rick Ector because they keep trying to talk about what happens in Detroit. And, I mean, they need to know what happens in Detroit. That would be a target-rich environment for you.
Absolutely it would be, and I'm not that far away from Detroit. I used to go there quite frequently. And that's just straight up 75.
The thing about Second Call Defense that I like is the education that's available, but knowing about how many members there are of Second Call Defense, there's a lot of people out there that are carrying guns doing everything right, except they don't know where and what the rules are in any other state besides their own, do they?
No, and as I find out, when I go from state to state, when I'm at the Great American Outdoor Show and I have a room full of 90% of the people from Pennsylvania, and I ask, hey, is Pennsylvania a standard ground state? Do you have the Castle Doctrine? Blank look. You'd be surprised how many people really just have no idea. And so the good thing about the seminars is we talk about local laws, and I make sure that I have the, give them the information to go out and research on their own. We talk about guns on the go, traveling throughout the United States, how to abide by laws, how to make sure you understand reciprocity and what happens. And so that's really the first thing people don't realize. They think they have their concealed carry permit and then go from state to state. So my first question always is, all right, you have reciprocity. You have your permits from Ohio. You're in Ohio and now you're in Kentucky. Whose law controls? And a lot of them, you know, don't quite know. More and more people are understanding, but they don't really have a good understanding. There's some very archaic laws in some states. There's just flat out some states you don't want to go into. I had a question last night. Some people were going to Rhode Island and then to Massachusetts. You flat out cannot possess a firearm in those states. So if they're going to travel through the state or stop in a state, it was more than that. Traveling with the Federal Firearms Protection Act and separating ammunition and locking your gun in the trunk, it was made for that purpose. But you know what? If you're stopping and you're going to visit friends, you can't. You don't have a FOID card, and there's a bunch of problems. And so I always encourage people to make sure that they plot the path out. And if they have any questions, they contact the Attorney General's office or contact an attorney from that state, because problems like that could be devastating as the American Herald found out with a three empty 17-round Glock magazine.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. The good thing about Second Call Defense, besides the education, is if you don't take advantage of the education and you do something, for lack of a better word, I'm going to say boneheaded, if you're going to travel, as much as in the news today, you'd have to be pretty blind to think that your permit out of North Carolina is going to take care of you in New Jersey, for example, or Maryland. Still, Second Call Defense steps in and fills that breach, although I guess it gets a little more difficult when you go into one of those municipalities, or does it?
It does. They're harder to deal with. There's always generally some better parts of states. I've had Second Call Defense members from Maryland call me in panics, and one gentleman was in tears because he realized that he had his firearm stolen out of his garage, but he came back from the range and put his range bag down, went in his house and had his garage there open for a couple hours, went out and his guns were gone. He was terrified that because his firearms were stolen, that Maryland was going to come and get him. And,
right.
You know, they do have a duty report within a certain amount of time, but, you know, you walk into stores in Connecticut and you see a sign on the ammunition that says you can't purchase ammunition for anything that you don't have a registered firearm for. And you registered firearms. And so, you know, when you go from state to state, they're kind of landmines everywhere to navigate through, and you got to make sure that you have a pretty good idea of where you stand on the law and at least have somebody to call if things go awry. And even in states in Texas, Alabama, the good states that we know of, in Ohio, in Colorado, there's certain things that can get you in trouble that you don't even think about. I used to tell people, because Ohio's laws were so strict, if you just pretend you're in Ohio and you're in every other state, you're never going to get in trouble because nobody's as strict as Ohio. Now we're probably in the middle of the pack, but even fine states like Texas have some strange laws that are out there that you don't really understand they exist. Once you find out about them, they're easy, they're understandable, and they're easy to abide by. But unfortunately, especially dealing with firearms, ignorance just isn't the right answer. I didn't know it wasn't the right answer.
Yeah, so I mean that's the double that you get out of being associated with Second Call Defense. If you don't look, you do have some help, although it may be, you know, it may be difficult and everything. But you know that's why most lawyers don't represent themselves, right?
That's absolutely right, and I think on our website someplace and probably your YouTube, you'll have some guns on the go where you get a general idea of open carry, concealed carry, reciprocity, you know, and in the state you're in, what happens if you can legally open carry, but you get on a motorcycle? In Ohio, for example, open carry on a motor vehicle or in a motor vehicle is without a concealed carry permit is illegally carrying a concealed firearm. Even when you're on a motorcycle and the whole world can see it, it's a motor vehicle. And if you're open carrying on a motorcycle and you don't have a permit, you're going to be arrested for improperly transporting a concealed weapon. And some states are like that, but not all of them. And even we have probably 12 or 13 states, I think, right now, that have constitutional carry or permitless carry. And everybody right. thinks, you know what, I don't need a permit, I can carry. But in West Virginia, for example, you can only permitless carry if you're a resident of Texas, or I mean of West Virginia. So, you know, there's little minefields everywhere, and you just have to know, USA, guns.us, handgunlaw.us is a great website. It opens up every state, and I always promote that state because most of the police officers in the state of Ohio use that website to check on reciprocity and see what the laws are in other states. So handgunlaw.us is a great site. They keep it updated on a regular basis. And there's plenty of websites out there. Just Google reciprocity that'll make sure that you can understand the laws. And there's the traveler's guide that is sold, Buckeye Firearm sells that. And that's updated every year for all 50 states. And it gives you a good idea, and you can Google or get online to every state's attorney general's office. So really there's no excuse for us being informed concealed carry holders.
For people that are going to show up in Georgia, Georgia has open carry, but only if you have a Georgia permit. So when you see people in Georgia open carrying, they're probably Georgia citizens. You're allowed to conceal carry with your weapon, your permit, anywhere all over the place. You got 32 states that they have reciprocity with, 32 or 33. I read them off last night. But you'll see people open carrying, but that doesn't mean that you get to, unless you're a Georgia resident with that permit. So thank you for joining me. I will see you in 2 days, sir.
I'll be waiting, and I'll have things set up for us, Bill. Thanks a lot. And anybody listening, come on to the biggest firearms family reunion that's going on right now, Atlanta, Georgia. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Come and visit everybody.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.